EMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, your listening oasis in the e-commerce desert. Now, from the shifting sands that make up his brain, here's Griff.
This open phone segment is sponsored by Stamps.com, helping you spend less time shipping, more time selling. Well, you can call us now with your summer seller update questions at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
And although I haven't gone on there yet, I'm going to have to go in just a minute. The chat board. Come on and join us. We'd love for you to join us on the eBay Radio chat board during today's show. Just go to ebayradio.com, click on the words Listen Live in the right-hand sidebar, then click Group Chat on the eBay Radio player, and that'll take you through Community Sign-In back to the eBay Radio Group's homepage, and you can be on the chat board with us. Or if for some reason you can't call in, you can send it to us by clicking that Contact Us button on your eBay Radio player.
Yeah, you can do that.
And Griff, Vanessa Stewart did. Let's take her email before we go on to the next update subject, which is seller metrics and shipping.
Sure.
She's from Gilbertsville, Pennsylvania, and she's known on eBay as Gypsy's Lair.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a few questions. So the first is eBay doing away with the restocking fee altogether, or can it be used under certain conditions?
That's a good question. So it's being pretty much eliminated, right? So I don't believe there's an exception. You'll be able to issue a partial refund, but the ability to specify a restocking fee will be gone.
But they can say, in order to restock, I have to charge.
Yeah, you can say it's not a restocking fee. You can actually specify. You can actually set it, you know, in your I hate when this happens. My computer's about to restart. This is corporate computers. Oh, we got to update something, or, you know, the world will fall apart.
Oh, yeah.
So I may not be able to answer any questions when that happens, but we have in half an hour. You'll be able to state, you know, if item's not returned in the original packaging or if something's missing, I wouldn't call it a restocking fee, but I'll say
partial refund.
A partial refund. And you can specify how much. Up to 50%.
Okay. Now Gypsy's Lair says, we do free shipping on 99.9% of our items.
Yay!
We do 1-day shipping turnaround on all of our items.
Woohoo!
We do collectible category on 99.9% of our items, which falls under the 14-day return exception.
That's true.
With seller paying return shipping in eBay's new update. However, sometimes it's necessary for us to have buyer pay initial shipping. In those instances, are we still able to use 14-day returns for collectibles and not lose out on both our 10% and the badge? Or do we have to bump it up to 30 days again to maintain TRS?
No, because the exception is the exception. So, no, you don't have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, if we also, on those specific items, had buyer pay return shipping, no 10% and no badge again?
Yeah, because those aren't free.
Oh, that makes sense.
They're not free. So free returns is the buyer doesn't, there's no risk to the buyer. The buyer doesn't have to return the item at a penalty, which is what having to purchase return shipping is. Now, I know a lot of sellers have different strategies about this, and they're allowed. You know, my word of caution to any buyer, any seller, I mean, is you name me one marketplace where there's a penalty if a buyer wants to return an item. I'll wait.
These are my nails on the microphone. Waiting.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's a really bad business practice. I've talked many times on the show about, well, you know, the seller fears, but this is going to cost me. Yeah, it could. That's what being in business is about. There are costs to doing business. My advice is to mitigate those costs with changes to your margins. And the simple one I used, and we've said this over and over, is a kind of self-insurance for mitigating return shipping costs based on your previous year or financial period's data. You should know pretty much, if you're tracking, how many sales you made, how many items were returned, so your return rate, you get a picture of that, and how much it cost you to accept those returns as free returns. Then you come up with a dollar amount. Now, you assume in the next quarter that you're going to sell about that same number of items, whether that's a quarter or annually. Now, you can divide that amount of cost from the previous year by the number of transactions in total that you made, and you get an incremental amount that you then add as a separate column in your bookkeeping to your margin. And the reason why I say it's a separate column is it's going to make you feel better, that you can go down and you can look and say, I had to add 10% to the price of every item, but that 10% in aggregate covers all my return shipping costs when I offer free returns, so that when a buyer says, I want to return an item, the last thing I'm thinking about is my bottom line. And the first thing I'm thinking about is giving a good buying experience. Now, you find when you do this that you may have to adjust it. If you check in every quarter and see that you're selling more or you're selling less, you may have to readjust that incremental amount. The cool thing about spreadsheets, or bookkeeping programs that rely on something that's spreadsheet-esque, is that it's really easy to make those changes. You don't have to go through with a pen and erase it all and then, jot it into your big leather-bound ledger. Oh, I got to strike that out and put in, instead of 10, it's 13 cents.
eBay makes it easy for us.
Kind of.
So she also says, FYI, we currently do 30-day returns with buyer pay, so we'll be changing all of our listings, she says.
Yeah.
This is Vanessa, known as Gypsy's Lair. Thank you, Vanessa. We appreciate hearing from you. Also, contact us email. They don't want to call today, Griff. They want to send email. CB from Chicago, Illinois, known on eBay. eBay ID is C.B. I have an issue with the way products are categorized in relation to the new catalog listings. Mm-hmm. Anything can be a collectible. I sell collectibles. In fact, they're called CCGs, a.k.a. collectible card games. Yet my collectibles are typically categorized as toys. I believe I could put them in the collectibles category, but most of my competitors have theirs in toys, so I'm not sure why, how the categories will impact me and how I can evaluate that.
Well, what are you more interested in, CB? Are you more interested in your buyers being able to find these items or making a point? So I'm assuming if they're new collectibles, they have some sort of product identifier, right? These sound like new collectibles. Are they? I don't know.
It doesn't say.
If they're new collectibles, then they'll have some sort of product identifier, where if they're not in the category currently, and by the way, toys is not one of the categories that's the requirement. But if you want to be ahead of the game, my advice would be, how do I get these in the category? Not how do I exempt myself from having in the category. So I don't know whether or not they qualify as toys or collectibles. You didn't provide enough information. If these are quote unquote, and you know how I hate the word, vintage, which means they were made once and they're not being made anymore and they don't have any product identifiers, then sell them as collectibles.
What is a collectible card game?
Well, something that's, not made anymore, that's inside, there's a collectible category that'll cover it.
Collectible card games. Okay.
Yeah. Is there such a thing? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm a card player. I don't know about collectible card games.
Did she say what the name of these are?
No.
Yeah. So, it helps when you provide more information.
CB, give us a call.
Right. Just saying, I have these cards. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know anything about them.
And we're interested. So either give us a call or send back another contact us email.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you about it. Thank you, Griff. Our phone number, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Okay, seller metrics and shipping.
Yeah.
So basically explain that to us. Seller metrics and shipping.
So this is a way of keeping sellers up to date on their service levels. Because, right now we don't provide this information. So this new metric will do the following. It'll show how often you receive return requests for items not as described and how often you receive buyer requests for item not received. And then we'll rate you against what we're calling peer benchmarks. So it's comparison to sellers of similar items. And this is pretty specific. It's around the same average selling price, the same category, the same terms of service, just to make that clear so you can see how you're doing in that particular area against your peers. And then it'll provide more insights into why buyers are going to have been making these after sale requests, and will provide tips to reduce them. It's not immediately impacting. So starting in September, this is more of an FYI to help buyers, sellers understand what's happening. And on the seller update page for this particular topic, selling metrics and shipping, there's a graphic that explains what you're going to see. So you can see what you're doing, where you rate. So in this one, they show an example of clothing, shoes, and accessories. And it looks like, in this particular one, they're showing that, it's average, nothing to worry about. And then it shows the reasons why. And this is entirely meant primarily to provide sellers a way to see this and then try to find a way to mitigate or avoid having, if it's high, getting it down. I'd like it to be low if it were me. But then starting in September of this year, if you do have very high occurrences of these service levels, these bad service levels, you'll be notified by email, and you may be extended to either extended estimated delivery times in the case of items not received, because usually those aren't items that go missing. It's items that arrive late. And a lot of times, okay, occasionally it might be the carrier, but if you're chronically doing this over time, it's probably you're not getting the item in the mail. And then for item not described, we're going to be adding an additional final value fee to those items in that category. This open phone segment was sponsored by Stamps.com, helping you spend less time shipping, more time selling. We have another segment, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Memorial Day. It's the unofficial start of summer and a long weekend of sales opportunities. Hot products for hot weather include beachwear, outdoor living accessories, and garden decor. Get creative with bundles, too. Thrift melamine plates, aluminum tumblers, and a retro tablecloth to list as a vintage picnic set. Post items essential to fun in the sun, like aprons, pot holders, and tools for grilling or pool toys. Don't have any? Stock up when they go on clearance to be ready for next year. Finally, use Promotions Manager to create a Memorial Day sale. Then alert your customers via store newsletter.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
In the world of e-commerce, returns are a fact of life. Now, ShipStation helps you to turn returns into happy return customers. That's because ShipStation lets you automate returns through a branded returns portal. All your buyer has to do is enter their order number and a reason for the return, then print out their return label. Easy peasy. Since you can brand your return portal with your logo and social links, that customer is going to remember who they shopped with. And a customer who has a happy returns experience is much more likely to come back and buy from you again. That makes you happy. There are lots of other reasons you'll be happy with ShipStation too, like the ability to automate and customize practically every step of fulfilling your eBay orders. So come on, get happy. Try ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 442.
Guaranteed delivery. Is it right for you? Patty Whitlock is known on eBay as top-rated seller, the shopping mom too. She says when searching for your competition, you may find thousands of the same item. But by searching with guaranteed delivery,
if you go and you click on that guaranteed 3-day delivery button, it will give you only 53 items. It is amazing. I have a member of one of my groups that she started doing it, and she says her sales have exploded with the guaranteed delivery. Now, I'd rather compete with 53 people than with 3,000 people.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show. show whose merchandise volume is never gross. The host? That's another matter. Now, here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Give us a call about the summer seller update or anything eBay at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that toll-free number, 888-723-4630.
And CB called in. Thank you, yes. CB. We appreciate that. So, Griff had a couple of questions.
Yeah, can you elaborate, CB, on your initial question?
Yeah, okay. First of all, collectible card games are Magic the Gathering and Pokemon, which is mine. And they were produced specifically to be collectibles. They issue first editions that then go out of print quickly so that people can collect them. They intentionally are made as collectibles.
And where are they listed?
They can be listed under collectibles, but a lot of them will list under the toys hobbies because, they have very specific Pokemon categories there that most people will list under. So that's why we typically do it there. But I don't, it may be an advantage to list with the catalog, but these are 20 years old. These are not, current for me.
Okay. Neither of those categories are currently in play for the product catalog.
Okay, then let's just suppose one of them was. That my question
they're not going to be for a while. But
okay.
Go ahead.
My question was more to find out how I evaluate whether, and I was thinking this would help everybody else too, because I'm a little confused as to the advantages of being in the catalog versus not being in the catalog.
I'm going to make it as clear as possible. The advantage to being in the catalog is that those are the products that buyers are going to see first, period. When they search for items, those are the items they're going to see. Right now, for example, they'll see all of the items in a keyword search, and if it's something we know that the majority of those items are cataloged, we can group those items together so buyers can find specifically what they're looking for. That is the advantage. There's no other advantage. So if you're selling items and you want your items to get in front of a buyer who's looking for exactly what you have, being in the category is important. However, let me stress this because I'm watching sellers like tear their hair out of this. This does not cover collectibles. This does not cover toys and hobbies.
Okay. Because it may be that if I were in a different category, it would be a little bit more clear to me. But as a buyer, and again, I'm typically more of a buyer, I frequently am looking for things that are very specific and
right. And that's what the catalog will allow for.
I'm hoping, because grouping things has not helped me at this point. If I'm looking for something specific, I have to go through tons and tons of things that are like...
I need an example.
I can't think of something off the top of my head. For instance, if I'm looking for something that's made of velour or velvet...
That's not enough information. You have to have more information than that. Just typing in velour... That's a material. That's not really identifier of specific products.
Okay, well.
If you're looking for velour, not fashion, because fashion is not cataloged.
No, I can't.
Right. This is the problem. I'm finding sellers tearing their hair out worrying over stuff that they shouldn't be worrying about.
Well, maybe a couple of examples on your end of how something would and I'm not being accusatory. I'm just saying to help us think it through, because I do know that when I'm looking for, even in electronics, cameras, you can relate to cameras. If I'm looking for a camera that has certain features, those features are not always identified.
Right, because it's cameras, features are not specific to the catalog. Those are item, like, search refinements. You know, I'm looking for a camera that has 12 megapixels. That goes across brands. That's not a catalogable, that's an item specific. If I'm looking for a Canon DSLR that's 12 megapixels and has Wi-Fi capability, now I'm going to be able to delve into what eBay provides as catalog. eBay is going to be able to say, okay, group these items together, see which ones fit you.
So, CB, I hope we've helped you today.
I'm not sure we did.
Griff, no. Oh, CB, call back then. Linda from Blandon, Pennsylvania, known as Lily's Bric-a-Brac, is on the air with us. And Linda, I apologize to you. We may not have time to finish your call.
But we'll
in which
have
case,
other...
I asked you to come yeah. on in a half hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, but what is your question or comment?
Okay. I have an eBay, an Anchor eBay store.
Yeah.
And when I go on my store and I, for example, I do a lot of false craft dishes. If I put in false craft tea rose, 44 things come up, but a lot of them aren't my listings. Now, I'm on, you know, I have a store. It should be my listings, and I don't, I've been calling.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. So can you do me a favor, because we're about to go on break. Can you send this? This is a type of question that I need to actually research before I can respond. So if you can send any contact us email with your store ID and the specific search you're running, I'll take a look at it. And then in the next phone segment, we can take a closer look.
Okay, so what are you, you're saying you would call me or I call
no,
you
No, no.
He's going to talk about it over the air at the half hour.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so send it to the contact us again, and I'll send it over to Griff right away.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Linda.
Yeah, because I can't, I mean.
Yeah, and that happens sometimes
gonna,
with time.
Right.
Exactly.
You got 1 minute. I can't, I'm pretty good at stuff, but I'm not that good.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
Sixty Minute Man, that's the name of it.
That's me.
I loved that song. So great to dance to.
Yeah, it was.
Rock 'em, roll 'em all night long, I'm your 60 Minute Man. Kind of dirty, I guess.
Man, what song is it?
That
this open
stop.
Phone segment was brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Coming up, eBay Main Street. In our next segment, you're listening to eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.
Hi, I'm the office orange tree at 6-Bit Software. I grow oranges all year long for 6-Bit founder John Slocum and his team to snack on. Now, you wouldn't think I could do that here in Pennsylvania, but that's how 6-Bit rolls. It's a labor of love. They've helped me grow from the ground up, and they take really good care of me all year round. They'll do the same for your e-commerce business. I've learned some juicy stuff just standing around watching John and his team. They spend a lot of time listening to what sellers want and need. Then they build those features into 6-Bit. You can list, ship, and manage your inventory right from your desktop, everywhere you sell. It's customizable, too. And if the guys at 6-Bit can make me produce oranges in Pennsylvania, imagine what they can do for your business on eBay. Now, aren't you glad I told you about 6-Bit? Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word.
the eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.